You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, I'm Patrick Chapman with Grandian Associates. Thank you for taking this opportunity to listen to five keys to overcoming the labor shortage. 72% of general contractors believe the labor shortage will be their biggest hurdle to overcome this year. 89% of contractors are having trouble finding skilled workers for positions they have available. Some of the top reasons for the labor shortage include fear of being exposed to COVID-19 and its variants, which continue to unfold, being offered less pay than their previous job, while some others are making more through unemployment than they were making at a previous location, preparing for a career shift, going back to school, or being more selective about new job possibilities is where many find themselves today. Some have not received any response to jobs for which they have actually applied. Others are looking for jobs with more flexibility in scheduling due to caring for children or older loved ones. We will explore keys to help you successfully navigate the season we find ourselves in. Key number one, to finding the right person for the right job is always be looking. Traditional job sites are where many begin their search for new hires. But as employers are asking the question, where do I find great new people to add to my team? Don't stop at the traditional job listings. Employees are your top recruiters. Have them continuously be looking for individuals who would be a great addition to the team. Don't forget about high schools, colleges, trade schools, trade organizations, all of which will allow you to connect and engage with emerging young talent that can be a benefit to your company. Nonprofit organizations are often willing to allow you to host job fairs and share information about your company with those interested and looking for new opportunities. According to Monster.com, over one-third of new hires won't stay 2 years. According to the Bureau of Labor, a generation ago, approximately 6 jobs is what an individual would have in a lifetime. Today, sources tell us it can be well over 20. Times have certainly changed. What could lead to this level of turnover? Well, some of the new hire top concerns include the following. Living up to your recruiting promises. Are you actually who and what you presented at the interview to the prospective team member coming on board with your company? In other words, did you sell a position or did you accurately describe one that is available? There is a big difference. If you're moving in a new direction with the company, acknowledge that in the interview process and invite the new hire to be a part of the new direction and culture you desire to create. Just let them know that in advance so they have an accurate understanding as they join your team. Often, the position that the new employee finds is very different than the one that was advertised. Many new hires complain that the management team or style ends up being very different than what was portrayed at the interview process. Not having a clear process of advancement is a very big deal to new employees, especially the younger ones who are coming on board at your company. Millennials and Gen Z, as well as the iGen, are looking for a pathway to advancement. Seeing their place in the life and the growth of the company is critical for retention. Key number two, effective use of assessments. The hiring process has certainly changed and evolved over time. Assessments now play a critical role in hiring new personnel for many companies. Many employees, however, have had a negative experience when taking assessments as part of the interview process. In this section, we will explore healthy ways to use assessments as part of the hiring process. With over 30 years of experience working with contractors from various trades, Grandy & Associates has developed comprehensive assessments that measure three critical areas to consider for new hires to your team. These assessments capture information related to each individual position. In other words, assessments are tailor-made for technicians, for installers, for sales professionals, for customer service representatives, etc. They can be tailor-made so that the assessment reflects what is most important for each position. These assessments are broken into three major categories: behaviors, which is how they do things; driving forces, which reflects why they do things; and competencies, which basically reflects the areas in which the new hire is most adept. In regard to behaviors, if we were hiring a technician, some of the top areas to explore would be interactions, versatility, their people skills, are they people-oriented, do they adapt to change frequently, all of which is very important with a technician.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.